This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the American Idol Season 18 Hawaii Week, Episode 2. We're back, guys. Lots to talk about, but I will not be talking to myself. I have Miss Lisa Macy here with me. Hi, Lisa. She's been watching
Trina.
Since the beginning of time.
Yes, pretty much day one.
And sadly, we are missing our third musketeer tonight. Mm-hmm. Hamza Khan, send your love to him. He'll be all right. He's doing great. He's not sick. I don't know why I made it sound like that. He'll be back with us next week and for all the weeks beyond. So Hamza will be here in spirit. I'm sure I can share some opinions on his behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing the vibes. So tonight we're going to talk about some of the people that were sad that didn't make it. A few surprises tonight, big ones. And of course, all of our favorites. We're going to have a special segment to do a little flashback for you. We've got a lot of interesting news, as Lisa always brings us the updates. And we'll talk about our predictions for what's happening weeks to come. So let's just get it started. What are your overall thoughts of Hawaii week 2 with all that foliage?
Thank you for noticing. Yes, with all the rain, the foliage in Hawaii grew even more since last week.
Perfect.
You know, feeling the vibe, you know, have to have some aloha while you can.
Exactly.
I'm loving it. I love the Hawaii episodes. It's just so nice to be taken to that tropical paradise and to see the performances. There were definitely some surprises today. And I was really sad that Hamza wasn't here because some of his favorites performed tonight too. So I wanted to hear what he had to say about it. But yeah, there were definitely some surprises and some people who I loved before who I felt like maybe didn't have their best night tonight. What did you think?
I thought it was overall a good night. The most entertaining performances they spread out about. We didn't get bored easily, or I didn't. So that was great. Yeah. And yeah, I just was confused half the time.
Yes.
So let's just jump into it and sort out my confusion.
Yeah.
Let's start with some of the people that we were sad to see go. So first, Genevieve.
Wow.
I really, really, really didn't expect that one. What did you think?
I agree. That was shocking. I know Hamza is going to be bummed about that one because Genevieve was one of his favorites. And, you know, I wrote down that she was glowing during the performance. I felt like she really felt like she was giving it her all during the performance. But she's another one, too, who I really liked in the past. But I don't know if it was the song choice or what, but I didn't feel it was her best night either. And I was sad because I thought she was going to be in the top 20 for sure. It certainly seemed that way, the way the producers had her on the show so much up until this point. What did you think?
For sure. I mean, I thought she did the job that she usually does. I just think that at a certain point, the judges are, you know, getting to be more judgy and they're not letting these people continue to go through. And even thinking about her, thinking about last week, there are a lot of people that are in the same lane.
Mm-hmm.
So over these last 2 weeks, we had a couple Genevieves to the point where I sometimes don't know the differences between some of these people. So people had to go and she was one of them, but it was sad to start out the night like that.
Exactly. And like, even Katie made the point. She's like, she's grown, but she can use more growth outside of Idol. And that's true. And maybe, I don't know what the rules are with coming back, but maybe she can come back again. You know, she's gotten a little further and, yeah, I would love to see her story continue. Yeah,
exactly. But again, as they all say, you know, there are other ways to get this done. Mm-hmm. So maybe she will do that. We wish her well, of course.
Yes.
Now I will let you take the lead on this next one because you were torn up. Y'all, I got exclamation points.
Yes.
I got, she deleted a girl that I saw. Then she, uh-huh, deleted, she was mad. So Robert Taylor left us tonight. Tell me what you think.
That was one of my hardest. I mean, I felt that in my gut. That really, that was like, someone punched me in the gut. I love him. I have loved him since day one. I see what they mean. I see what they mean about sometimes him doing a little too much. I just wish he had taken their note from duet week when he was kind of going off a little, because he's so good. Like, if you remember his audition, I mean, he was amazing and he is so talented, so he doesn't have to do all that. I think that's what the judges were trying to tell him. I put on here, every week I look forward to see him, to see what he's going to do. I mean, he's one of those people, like Hamza and I have talked about, like, we remember their names and we want to see them. He's one of those people. And so this one stung. I just wish he had controlled what he was doing. I wrote in here, disagree, exclamation points. I just wish, like, we've seen them let some people through because they know that they're talented. I wish he had been one of those people who they had let through, even though he was given a little much. Because when he was singing those high notes and on, I mean, it takes my breath away. He's so good. But then when he starts going off a little too much, that's where the problems are.
I know. See, I haven't remembered anything from him except for the negative things since his first audition. And so I get where they're coming from, because it takes a lot to continue in this. It's live shows. Mm-hmm. And so for him to be giving it all the first like 20 seconds and then losing his breath, it just shows not being ready, maybe. So I hate to disagree with you, but I agree with them. I'm sorry.
I don't feel that it's that he's not ready. It, in my opinion, I thought he was. Yeah. I think he planned out how he was going to do it. He just was planning too much. He didn't take their notes and was just, I feel like he planned it and prepared, but just did too much and it didn't.
It's really too bad too, because he was super unique from in everything about him as a performer, as a vocalist, mm-hmm. as his brand, everything was unique. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why I was disappointing mainly.
So enjoyable.
Yeah. It was fun to watch.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll miss you, Robert. I'll miss you.
Yeah. He'll be around. You're going to see him again. There's no way that you're not going to see him again.
Exactly. I hope so.
So moving on to Miss Shannon. So Shannon was a favorite since the beginning. She had a really, really heartfelt story, a mental health story from when she was very young until now. And I believe she is still young, but her voice doesn't sound it. And she ended up going home. What did you think?
This was shocking too. You're right. She is young. She's only 20. And I don't know if you remember or not, in the auditions, they referred to her like she was so good. They called her the Shannon Standard. She was the barometer that they judged all other contestants to. I mean, that's how good her audition was. She did, because I'm like, gosh, what was her audition song? So I looked it up. She did I'd Rather Go Blind by Etta James. I mean, she wailed on that. She killed that. And I just think after that, she just wasn't making as good of song. Again, like a lot of the contestants, it's just song choice. That was shocking, especially when you're saying that you're judging all other contestants to her level of singing. And then for her to go before the top 20, that was a shocking one for me. You too? Yeah.
I feel like it sadly wasn't shocking because she just wasn't, she was singing well, I thought, but she wasn't really doing much else.
Yeah.
And so it was boring. I don't want to say it because I love her, but it makes sense. But listen, that's a learning curve. So hopefully she's one of the ones that we can for sure see back.
Yeah.
Next year.
And I see what you mean again about her being boring. It was that song choice. You know, if she's picking the right song, no matter what she's singing, we're going to be glued to it and hanging on every word. But
although that is my favorite Adele song.
Yes. Yeah, that is a great song.
Love. It's my favorite Adele song, but there's a reason why it's an Adele song.
There you go.
Because Adele can knock it out and just, you know, be charismatic and be there. And then she is the entire room, but it's harder. So the next one is also one that I'm very upset about. I ask about her constantly. Where's Demi Ray? Where's Demi Ray? Where's she at?
You do.
I do. And then she's here and I was so excited. She had so much confidence and she was dressed to kill. She was killing
it. She was.
Pink ruffle. And then she got kicked off.
Oh.
Did you care?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Okay, yeah. Okay. I very much care about her. Yeah. Yeah. I know she's one of your faves. So definitely. But no, I very much cared. And you're right. Like her whole look, everything, you know, what surprised me, something I forgot about her is that she never professionally pursued singing. Like she was so insecure, which blows my mind. She's such a beautiful girl. So talented. I mean, she's so amazing, but she never pursued it because she didn't think she was good enough. And I mean, I thought she was amazing.
And she sang that Noah Cyrus song too, which is, it's hard because they have very different voices. And so for her to be able to sing that in her tone, she was nervous at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I thought she did a good job. Do I think she should have made it? I'm not going to disclose that because I wanted her to, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm sad she left.
You know what I didn't like? I don't know if you realize this, Trina. So, well, first of all, one of the things that I don't like about what the judges do, I don't like how they kind of lead people on, like they don't know if they're going to make it or not. Like, I don't know, that bothers me. It's kind of mean sometimes. And in this case with Demi Ray, I don't know if you heard, Katie said, oh, this is the start of something new for you, Demi, but it's not with Idol. Now, I don't know if that's just editing or if that's really how she said it to her, but I'm like, gosh, if she really got her hopes up thinking she was going to make it through and then did that. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that's kind of mean.
I think she was probably trying to soften the blow that she knew was coming because they had to, you know, they talked her up, they gave her some confidence and they knew that that's her issue. And so I think Katie, I personally think she was just trying to soften the blow at the top. And it's hard because you see someone walking up to you and you are about to tell them the thing that changes their life in one way or the other, maybe not forever, but just their mindset for the next however long. So,
I know.
I'm sad. Yeah. But Demi Ray, I'm still going to watch all your Insta lives. They're so good. You're so good. Keep it moving.
Yes. I love your style, girl. That is cute.
Absolutely. And you know who else we love? All of our viewers, everyone, especially in the chat. Thank you guys so much. Please participate. I will start reading things out starting right after I blather about. But thank you so much for always tuning in to AfterBuzz TV after shows, especially our American Idol show. But there are tons and tons and tons of other shows for you guys to binge, to tune in live. So thank you so much. Please subscribe to our channel. Comment below, like. I mean, do it all because we read them and we love them and we love your participation. We want to hear your thoughts too, because we know that our opinions aren't the only opinions. So thank you so much for being here. We got a lot of good show left. Next up are our surprises. And there was at least one very big one, but we'll start with one that's a little more tame of a surprise. And that was Kimmy. So Kimmy has what the judges say, and obviously to all of us, one of the best voices in the competition.
Yeah.
But to me, wasn't doing much else. And I was personally shocked that she went on when some others did not. What did you think?
Oh, interesting. So I disagree. And I also disagree with what the judges said, because they didn't love her performance. They said, Katie said she should pick better songs to hold the attention of the room. Right. And she held my attention from the beginning. I thought, so Kimmy performed in the show tonight either right after Robert Taylor or a couple people after. So their note to Robert Taylor was, don't be so big, don't do so much, just show your voice. And I felt like that's what Kimmy did. I felt like she even said, I'm not going to do a big production. I'm just going to sing from my heart. I don't know if you heard that soundbite before she went on. So she very intentionally just didn't do anything crazy and just sung from her heart. And I thought it was amazing. I did focus on her voice. It was beautiful. It kept my attention the whole time. So I disagreed with the judges. I loved what she did. And especially when you're comparing it to what they didn't like about Robert Taylor's performance, about it being too much. I'm glad she made it through. I'm so glad she made it through, but I thought she killed it.
Wow. I completely disagreed, but I'm glad that we have differing opinions on it, because that means that it wasn't completely out of nowhere. Right. I just thought the performance was so, I would have rathered, who left? Let me take a look who I would have rathered. Mm-hmm. I'll put it on record. I mean, Shannon.
Yeah.
I would have preferred Shannon to go on, because I think it was the same boat where it was a song choice situation. And, you know, so that was a surprise to me. Terrible in the chat agrees about Shannon. She cried too. And I cried because it was sad when Shannon left. Not to backtrack. Yeah. I'll go back on the right track and we'll get to more surprises.
No, agreed. That was very sad.
All right. So the ending was crazy. Hard to even keep up with. We're going back and forth. We had Grace Lear and we had Lauren. How do we say her last name?
Massetti, I think.
Lauren Massetti. We had them in the end. They made them, well, they performed back to back, and then they made them go to the judges together to find out what happened. So I personally will just talk about it real quick. I thought Grace killed it. And I was a little on the fence about Lauren. What did you think?
Oh, really? Well, Lauren, they're both two of my favorites. Lauren is someone I've loved from day one, the old school country. I mean, Lauren is a pro. She's the one every week that I see her performing. I'm like, how is she not discovered before? Her boyfriend is a famous singer-songwriter in the country music industry. I don't understand how she's not famous already. I think she's such a pro. And Grace was amazing. In my opinion, you could tell that she's been doing this since she was a little girl on American Juniors. She had the stage presence. Her voice is beautiful. There's no way they could have just picked one of them. I don't think we've ever seen a top 21 before like this. I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
So guess what, guys? We're being held responsible to choose which one is going to go to the next round. So y'all can go to American Idol's website, I believe, probably also the app, and you can, text, app, and online to vote which one of them you want to make the top 20. Now, big twist, do we think that's fair?
That's a good question. Well, you know, I think both of them should have made it through. Like maybe... they should have taken another spot. I don't know whose, but I don't know. It's weird that one of them has to be let go.
And not by the people that have been with them the entire time. Yeah. So I personally think it's unfair because they're being judged off of a different type of standard. There's a reason why it's separated. The judges are voting now and then we vote later. There's a reason why there's separation and it's not just packed together.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So who do you think? I mean...
I want Grace. You want Lauren.
I would be happy with either one, to be honest with you. But would you?
Who are you going to vote for? Lisa?
Are we supposed to remain impartial? I don't know.
No.
Are we allowed to vote?
Tell us.
I know.
I'll be voting for Grace the maximum amount of times. And if she makes it, we can all just say, it's because of me.
Right.
Okay, well, that was the big twist that we were waiting for last week. And I obviously predicted it was some like monumentous, life-changing whole season Michigas. And I was wrong. So,
I agreed with you. I think we all kind of thought something like that. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to say it's a letdown, but I think we thought something else.
What a
you know?
Bummer.
I know. We don't want to make these hard decisions. Come on,
no. I don't want this to be about me. I wanted them to do something crazy.
Yes.
We can blame them for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to all of our favorites. And guys, we have a lot of them tonight. And I feel like a lot of it was packed in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
So let us start with Franklin Boone. And I will let you take it away because that is your fave. One
he
of them.
Is. Yes, you're right. And oh my gosh. Okay, so I pulled a Trina tonight and I was sobbing during his whole performance. Oh. Because I mean, just the fact that he did that John Mayer song Daughters and the story that he told about how he did that song at karaoke, randomly picked that song out of every song, did it at karaoke one night, and then the next day found out his wife was pregnant and now has this beautiful little girl, Zoe. Oh my gosh.
And she was sobbing the whole time too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, and that little girl, Zoe, so beautiful. What a beautiful family. I love him. I that grit. Mm-hmm. I also liked the fact that he chose that song, other than the obvious reasons, because he did it differently than John Mayer. John Mayer is such like a smooth kind of singer, and Franklin Boone has that grit. So it was really cool to hear that rendition of the song too. What'd you think?
I thought that his other performances have been better.
Oh,
but that's kind of not the point with him, because he sounds great no matter what.
Right.
And he truly, truly could be selling albums right now based on exactly who he is. Mm-hmm. So whether or not I liked the song he sang is pretty irrelevant to him, because he is just really good no matter what. So maybe he will do a little change up for us, because that's what I want in the live shows. I would like to see him do some other stuff. Not that he has to be, he's a prime example of, you don't have to be this powerhouse to get a crowd captivated. And so I hope that he maybe plays around with some stuff and goes a little bit outside of comfort zone, but doesn't go like too crazy to prove other points, which could happen in the live shows. But yeah, thought he was great. He's always great.
I want to see him do his students proud. You know, he's the teacher, the music teacher for the School of Rock. I want to see him succeed so much for his students, you know.
Wait, is it the real School of Rock, or do they just say that?
I believe it's the real School of Rock.
Oh.
I didn't know.
I didn't know it was real.
Yeah, because I remember way back when he first performed, he said he was a music teacher at the School of Rock, and all I knew of the School of Rock was the movie. And so I assumed it was like a rock kind of school. But
I'm sure it's the exact same thing. I just didn't know that school was a real thing. So that's very cool.
Who knew?
Ooh, we have some comments from the chat.
Oh.
Tara Baltz loved Franklin Boone, right along with you. She says, I hope he sings Wishing Well by Trent Darby.
Oh.
Darby. In the competition. I think I know that song.
Nice. Uh-huh. Good choice. Yeah.
That is a really good choice, but that's kind of what I'm talking about, is something else, a little bit higher energy.
Yeah.
But still same lane.
That's good. Great choice. Yeah.
Good one. Okay. Let's move on to Sophia Wackerman. Wow. I thought she completely brought out a completely different side of herself tonight. She took the stage. She was suddenly a rock star. What did you think?
Agreed. Yeah. What a transformation. Totally different performance style. Everything was different. The songs. Tonight she was not a singer-songwriter. Tonight she was a diva on stage. Yeah. You know, like who was this person? It kind of reminded me of like Jess Sam's transformation. Totally different.
Yeah.
That was kind of Sophia, just a different person tonight. But I think she was showing how she can do everything, which was really smart. Right.
And how she could be the Nick Jonas of American Idol, because that's what she did. She turned that song into, it's already a pop song. It's already really high energy, but she turned it into her own version. And I thought it was really great. But I was just like staring at her the whole time. I didn't see it coming.
Right. Well, who is this? And I thought it really showed what a pro she is. She was dancing on stage. She was going over, like playing with the drummer and the, you know, the musicians behind her. She was playing to the crowd. I mean, she really looked like a pro. And how
she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And how cool was it that her brother James was there for all this, and they had grown up playing playing music together, and you know, he has his intellectual disability, but he was there living vicariously through her and celebrating with her. That was so beautiful.
This is when I was sobbing uncontrollably. I believe it. Yeah. I was sobbing yeah. uncontrollably because the connection that she has with her brother is something kind of unlike anything we've seen with the contestants that have people with them so far. Mm-hmm. So of course people love their families, grateful that they're there, et cetera, et cetera. But I felt like she was with this person that was an actual part of her being. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really, really amazing, especially that they play music together, and to have someone be there that's been through since you were a child together and you learned music and then suddenly you're killing it. I was just sobbing because I think that is so lucky, and I know how grateful she is for that. So I thought it was really cool, and probably why I'm puffed up right now. Aww. Still. I love her so much. Yes. Love them both. Mm-hmm. We've got some comments in the chat. I've got Janice. I hope I'm saying your name right. Hi, Janice. Hey, Janice. Says that she was surprised as well by Miss Sophia Wackerman. And of course, oh, yeah, that's what we got. Sorry, I stopped learning how to read for a second. Moving on to the next person, another one of my favorites, Ms. Michaela. And those Ariana Grande young pop diva vibes. I thought she brought it, absolutely killed it, perfect song choice. And it was this group of young girls that mm-hmm. were at the end there that I felt like they were performing like they had been practicing in their rooms forever.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of Ariana Grande performed at Coachella last year with NSYNC.
Oh,
and she's saying Tearing Up My Heart with them. And at the beginning, she's like, I've been practicing my entire life for this moment.
Nice.
And that is what I felt that these girls were doing. You know, mm-hmm. they're bringing in everything that they've been doing in their bedrooms, and it works. Dreaming yes. works.
Yeah.
What did you think of her?
Well, just to your point on that, all these young girls, aren't they all 17 or right around 17?
Like, in that world, for sure.
It made me think, what the heck was I doing at 17? What did I look like at 17? What was I doing? Not like these girls. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like yeah. 17 now is not 17 back then, let me tell you. These girls are pros. Like you're saying, they look like superstars. They're so poised. They're so confident. The confidence these young ladies have is amazing. Michaela Phillips was one of them. I just put that she looks like a pro, looks like a superstar. And I think she is 17 or right around there. She plays to the audience like she's been doing it for years. Her stage presence is unreal. That confidence and stage presence for 17 years old is amazing. I loved her outfit, her makeup, her hair. She looked like she had it professionally done.
The whole thing. She killed it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Two more. So we have Olivia. Miss Olivia came out, did her own choreo, and mm-hmm. brought it way back. Another young, 16, 17-year-old girl. What'd you think?
So same thing. So I had forgotten that she was part of the dance group. Because when I wrote this, like, oh my gosh, like the choreo, like this is a production. That's what I wrote.
Exactly.
It's a production. I mean, she played to the crowd like she'd been doing this for years.
Yep.
Another one that I wrote, what was I doing at 17 years old after seeing this performance? And
unclear.
She just, I know. she was amazing. So entertaining. Yeah. I love that she had the Tina Turner moves down and mm-hmm. the outfit, the fringe, the hair flip. She was amazing. So entertaining. I was smiling the whole time.
Completely. It reminded me of watching Normani when she used to be in Fifth Harmony.
Okay.
Yeah. And she used to, I've watched way too much YouTube in my life. Anyway, during rehearsal, she always gave 1,000,000% mm-hmm. and just never turned it off, especially with her dancing. And that is what I thought Olivia did too. She went into that rehearsal high competitive mode was like, this is what we're doing today. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to leave here until we get what we want. So I thought it was amazing. Tara Balt in the chat says doing Tina Turner was brave. I echo that. Echo that.
That could have gone really wrong. That could have gone really bad.
So far left. Yeah. But we're lucky this time. Yes. All right. So our last one, my favorite one. Thank goodness. He's back. Arthur Gunn. Yeah. Wow. I wrote in my notes that I passed out, but I didn't actually. I just did in my brain because he's just so good. He's so good no matter what. What'd you think?
Wait, did you write that in your notes or in your diary? I wasn't sure.
Both. I do I do it later. I transcribe my thoughts to that and then later. Yeah.
he's so cute. He's so talented. It's so funny. Like, he is getting better about looking up. You know, I remember I had forgotten that he was the one that the judges said, open your eyes when you're performing. He really was getting a lot better about opening his eyes. Yeah. I thought it was cool. The thing I like about his voice is we've heard him do CCR. We've heard him do the classic rock so many times, but now to see that he can use that gravel and that unique voice that he has to do all different types of music. I know they compared him to Bob Marley in the auditions, but personally, I wouldn't have thought of that hearing his voice. But for
and
him to
hearing
be able to...
exactly. Sorry.
No, go ahead. No, and hearing.
I jumped the gun about Arthur Gunn. I was just going to say him actually singing Bob Marley made me think that he is not like Bob Marley. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is so cool, and it makes you wonder what other kinds of music can he do. I mean, it'd be really cool to see with that voice he can do all different kinds of things.
I was going to say, I think we know he can do it all. Let's not get confused. Well, that is our wrap up of everybody that performed tonight. We have a very special segment coming up by Miss Lisa Macy. Take it away.
So we knew there was going to be some twist tonight. Didn't know what it was. Thought it was going to be something to do with saving someone. So I started thinking, if you could bring anyone back from any Idol season in the past, it could be a it could just be a contestant, anyone from any past season of Idol. If you could bring them back to compete with the top 20 right now, who would you pick and why?
I really always liked David Archuleta.
Good one.
And it's sad to me that I don't remember the exact songs that I used to listen to all the time, but he was always so sweet. And I remember, and I'm sure you remember it too, and I'm sure any listener of ours remembers it from people that have been watching, but when he forgot his lyrics on stage, do you remember?
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
I would want to be able to give him a redo of that performance and just to tell him, prove it, that he can do it. But I always loved him because he was so sweet, and there was no, he didn't fall into the Hollywood vibes of the show, just a nice kid that had a really good voice. Mm-hmm. And I remember respecting that a lot when, I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was probably, I probably wasn't his age still, but around the same universe than before. What about you?
Well, first, let me ask you, do you remember when he covered Angels, that song Angels? I loved his rendition of that.
The He Talks to Angels song?
I'm loving angels, and said it was.
I do want to hear you sing. Actually,
no, you don't. but, he did such a beautiful rendition of that. Go back and listen to David Archuleta.
I will.
Sing
I'll
angels.
Do it tonight.
It's so good. Oh my gosh, you're gonna love it. And well, if he were to be on now, if they were to bring him back, is there someone during the duet week who could you see him duetting with?
Anybody that has like a very not powerhousey vibe to them. Probably it would have been like a Shannon. Or who was the girl that left last week that had the baby?
Oh yes.
Vibes a little bit. Maybe.
Yeah, that's a good one. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? Hit it.
Good one. I miss David too. Good one. I miss Fantasia Barrino so much from way back, season 3 winner.
Wow.
Gosh, I would love to see her on this season if they could bring anyone back. And yeah. could you imagine a duet between like her and Jovan or something like that? Jovan
yeah.
Webb.
That'd be so good.
Yeah. I miss Fantasia. I would love to see her now. And then also for a totally different reason, I think it would be cool to see Adam Lambert come back on because he's grown so much since his days yeah. on Idol. You know, now he's touring with Kiss and everything. He's so strong in his identity. I think it'd be cool to see him come back on the show now too.
But, he's a, yeah. yeah, he's one that I would have never in my wildest dreams expected for him to be as huge mm-hmm. as he is now.
Yeah.
He's yeah. giant, and he goes amongst the list of all of not all other American Idol winners, but a lot of them that are just huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the chat
American Idol
uh-huh. chimed in. Tara Baltz, Taylor Hicks.
Ooh,
is who she wants.
Good one.
Taylor Hicks is interesting too, because I wonder what song
or who would she have Taylor do a duet with during the duet week. That's a good one.
Because I also yeah. think that he's probably so different now. While we're waiting for the chat to respond who they want him to sing with, why don't we go into our news?
Sounds good. So, you know, we've been waiting to find out what's been happening with the future of the American Idol live shows. Ryan Seacrest did a remote interview with TMZ this week in which he stated that their intention is to try to utilize technology to keep the season going.
Yay!
Idol hasn't figured out how exactly they're going to execute that yet, but they are going to try to figure out a new way so that the top 20 can still perform remotely and the judges can still critique them. So they're working that out. That's good news. I'm going to try to figure it out. Yes. This week, Katy Perry took to social media for her baby's gender reveal. She shared a photo on Instagram of fiancé Orlando Bloom smiling with pink frosting on his face and the caption, "It's a girl." She also tagged the location of the photo as "Girls Rule the World." They're expecting their baby girl this summer.
Cute.
Season 12 Idol winner Candace Glover. Do you remember Candace? Has been performing on a Norwegian cruise ship for the past 6 months, but ended up being quarantined on the ship with the rest of the crew for an additional 3 weeks due to the coronavirus.
Whoa.
I know. She didn't mention if it was determined if anyone on the ship had the virus or if it was just a precautionary measure, but she posted on her Instagram story last night with other members of the crew as they were celebrating finally being released from the ship and able to go home to their families. So she was saying like, gosh, I've been on a ship for 6 months already performing, and then they just want to go home, and then they're stuck out there 3 more weeks. Kind of crazy.
That kicked my anxiety that I already have about all this into high gear. I would not. Oh, no. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Would I be able to function?
I know. That's a long time.
That is a long time just in general when you agree to ship work. Which a lot of entertainers do, but dang, having to be there and then not being able to touch or talk to anyone is very, that's confinement right there, people. Yep. Is that the last one?
Couple more things. So got a lot of news today.
Yeah.
Season 3 winner, Fantasia Barrino, again, talking about her. That's what got me thinking about Fantasia. She's now referred to as Fantasia Taylor. That's her married name. She posted the cutest video on Instagram of her kids doing a science experiment. They were making school fun while they created a water bottle rocket ship that they sent flying high into the sky. It's so cute. They're trying to make learning fun. It's really cute. You guys have to check out that video. Mm. And finally, the original American Idol judge, Paula Abdul, posted a throwback to her workout video from the 90s entitled "Get Up and Dance." There are unitards, spandex, and biker shorts. Which, by the way, someone decided that biker shorts are back in style now. I'm still trying to figure that
whole
thing out. I know. Don't the Kardashians, don't people wear biker shorts again? Like, I don't understand why this is a thing again. But but anyway, there's a lot of biker shorts, if you like that, in this video. And actually, like, really fast dance routines. I didn't know what to expect when I saw that she came out with this video, but I watched it, and it's actually really hard. It's really
fast.
Did you
do it?
And really hard. No comment. Yeah, but
she did it, and she sang along. You can bet on that.
Exactly. No comment. But yeah, you know, I forgot what a great dancer she was. You know, she was a Laker girl and professional dancer and everything before all this, before singing also. But yeah, check out her video, Trina. I'm curious what you think.
Oh, I will check it out. And it reminds me of that whole era. Remember from Saved by the Bell when all of the girls did that workout video?
Yes.
With their girl group?
Oh, exactly.
The best.
Wait, is that the Friends Forever episode or is that a different
one? No, different band. Okay. They had two. They had a girl group and a friends group and they both went haywire.
That's right.
More?
Nope, that's it.
That was it. Thank you so much. You always fill us in on all the good deeds. Everyone go watch that video. Yes. Back to the chat. We have two people that have answered now. So Tara Baltz with Taylor Hicks. She said Grace to do the duet, which I think would be really fun because we forget that he can groove and that he's got that soul stuff in him. So that would be great.
That's right. He was Soul Patrol. That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And then
good one.
Janice, again, I hope I'm saying this name right. David Cook, which is a really good one. I saw him in concert. He went to my university to perform.
Really? Oh my gosh.
So I saw him in concert and says with either Arthur or Francisco. And that is good stuff.
Yes. Excellent choices.
Love it. Thank you guys for playing along with our special segment. Now on to predictions for next week. What do you think? Well, so we've got interesting things happening.
Yeah.
So our next two episodes are basically going to be never before seen footage from all of the contestants and the performances. And we hope we get a lot of good stuff. We're going to be here doing our show. So please tune in with us to talk it all through. What do you think those shows are going to look like?
I don't know. So I know it's called American Idol. This is me. To be honest, I've been trying to see what I could dig up, what I could find in the news segment about what exactly it's going to be. They are being tight-lipped. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to expect. What I am wondering is, when do you think they're going to do the announcement as to which country artists get through to the top 20? Is that something you think they're going to announce at the beginning of this show? Is that going to be for later episodes?
I think we're going to find out during the next performance episodes.
Okay.
Which is traumatic, and I did not think of that until you just asked. That's a wild wait.
Yeah, at least 2 weeks, at least.
Yeah.
Because Idol's working on it. Come on, get us those live shows, Idol.
They're
remotely,
working.
Of course, remotely.
Yes, but, yes. Yeah. Social distancing, but like, give us some fun stuff to watch. Please, please, please. Yes. I think they're going to be fun. I think it's always fun when we see never before seen footage, because I think we all know that the stuff that ends up, you know, on the editing room floor sometimes is a lot of fun stuff that they just don't have time to put in. So hopefully we see contestants interacting, rehearsing, fun, loving, family style stuff like that. I would love that. I would love to watch hours of that.
I agree.
For sure.
That would be great. Yeah.
All right. Well, that ends our show for tonight. Lisa, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lisa M. Macy. Lisa 2 M's ASI.
She will be performing a song of her choice
on Instagram. Oh, no, no, no.
On her soon-to-be TikTok?
Nope.
Okay, fine. Someday we'll get her. Y'all can find me at Hey Trina Dong on both Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to American Idol Season 18, Hawaii Week Number 2. We will be back next week with the start of the This Is Me episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you then.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.